In a few days, we will commemorate Hey Tevis, the Chag of the Svarim, the Chag of the Geula of the Svarim, in which some ancient Svarim, which were taken without permission from the library of the Rebbe Rayatz, were legally forced to be returned to their rightful owners. As the Rebbe stated in Sichas, this day represents a celebration not just for us, but for the Svarim themselves. And therefore the Rebbe urged, amongst other things in his talks, that one should and one needs to place closer attention to the meticulous observance of Kavod HaSvarim, of respecting the Svarim. So in the next few halachas, we will learn some halachas that involve showing respect to Sifrei Kodesh. In today's halacha, we will discuss whether one may sit on a bench or on a cushion, on a couch, etc., that contains a sefer. There's a machlokes in the Gemara and Menachos regarding whether one may sit on a bed that has a sefer Torah on it, a sefer Torah, with some opinions stating it's allowed and other opinions saying it's forbidden. Practically, it's ruled in Shulchan Aruch in Yeredei in chapter 282, halacha 7, that it is forbidden to sit on a bed which contains a sefer Torah. What's the din regarding other Svarim, if there's a Chumash, if there's a Gemara, a Mishneh, a Shulchan Aruch, say for Maimarim, can you sit on a bench that has one of these other Svarim on it? Or is this law only by a Sefer Torah? So the Ramah adds over there, din svarim, that this same law applies to other Svarim as well, that you cannot sit on a surface that has a Sefer on it. So what do you do? Do you have to remove the Sefer from the surface? So it's brought in Peskim that if the Sefer is elevated from the surface, then it's permitted to sit on it. How much does a Sefer have to be elevated? So regarding a Sefer Torah, the Shach rules that L'chatchila should be elevated 10 tfachim, which is 80 centimeters. And at the very least, it should be elevated 24 centimeters, 3 tfachim. However, from the letter of the law, it suffices to be elevated 1 tefach, which is 8 centimeters. This is regarding a Sefer Torah. What about other Svarim? How much do other Svarim have to be elevated from the surface to be allowed to sit on the surface together with the Sefer? So practically, this matter is disputed amongst Achreinim. Some Achreinim rule that by other Svarim we follow the letter of the law, that it has to be elevated at least 1 tefach, but not 24 centimeters, not 80 centimeters. That's a Chumrah only by a Sefer Torah. But 1 tefach has to be elevated. So you have to place the Sefer on an item that's 8 centimeters high, which will make the Sefer 8 centimeters above the surface you're sitting. However, if it's within 1 tefach, within 8 centimeters, then it's no good. This is how the Kitz Shulchan Aruch rules, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan. Other Achreinim, however, rule that no, by other Svarim it suffices even if it's elevated less than a tefach. So long as it's elevated slightly, sitting on top of some other item on your couch or on your bench, it's enough to be allowed to sit on the couch, and the whole idea of a tefach in the letter of the law is only required by a sefer Torah. Practically, halacha l'maisa, one should be stringent to place the sefer on top of something that is at least 1 tefach high, although in a time of need, seemingly one may be lenient to place a sefer on top of any item, even if it is not 1 tefach, it is not 8 centimeters above the surface that you are sitting. You come into the Beis Medrash, there's nowhere to sit. There's a bench that has a ton of Svarim on top of it, and there's one area in the bench that there's no Svarim where you can sit down. Are you allowed to sit there? There's no way of elevating these Svarim. This happens very often in very busy Bati Medrash. So the Shach brings in the name of Rabbeinu Manoach that in such a case that it's a time of learning and you're in a Beis Medrash and you've nowhere else to sit, you're allowed to sit on the same surface as a Sefer without a problem. Others, however, rule that even in such a case, you should not be lenient, that it appears that you're belittling the Svarim. And thus, practically, although one who chooses to be lenient may do so in a time of need in a Beis Medrash, one who is stringent is blessed. And once again, if you are able to elevate the Svarim even slightly, then you should do so and avoid the machlekes, avoid the belittlement in this matter. If you have a bench or a couch that has a number of cushions, a number of seats, but it's all part of the same cushion, all part of the same couch, all part of the same bench, then having a sefer on one cushion does not prevent someone from sitting on a different cushion, as it does not appear as if you're sitting on the same surface as the sefer, and therefore it is permitted. So concludes the Shevet HaLevi in Volume 3, Halacha Yud Aleph.